This week's episode, I think I need a cigarette. There's a hole in this story. And people are stupid. And this is the bottom line. Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Chrissy.
People are stupid.
I know.
Alright, and this is the bottom line. Welcome, how are you guys doing?
Welcome back, another week.
Another week, season's over, licking your wounds, getting some time off, fixing the boats up. I hope you guys are enjoying your time off.
Time off?
We had a day off.
Okay.
We're trying to get in the yard. Time off later. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Go ahead, next.
There we go, our sponsors. Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
Marine Data Solutions, I've got 99 problems on board.
And the internet's not one of them.
And Salty Rags Crew Apparel. Mm-hmm. What's going on with Salty Rags?
They keep us looking fresh.
Fresh? You mean fly.
Fresh and so clean. Clean.
So I'm fresh? Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
Almost.
I'll take it. All right, next.
Yacht Industry News.
Okay, let's get in it.
The vehicle's mild tax. Could it replace a gasoline tax?
Did you guys hear about this? So the wonderful people in Congress, our elected millionaires, I mean officials, have decided that they want to tax you for every mile you drive your car. Now, a couple of things. Why are we talking about this? Because they didn't say their car.
They didn't say
car.
They
said vehicle.
They said vehicle.
Okay, why are we talking about it? Because yachts, let me guarantee you that one day we're going to be paying boats, planes, trains, cars.
Any mode of transportation.
Any mode of transportation. Yep. This tax is going to happen. It's going to, if this passes, it's going to go into yachts, I guarantee it.
They're going to take away the gasoline tax though, right?
Nope. Well, no. Maybe. They're saying, oh, it might take away the gasoline tax. But have you ever heard of any government program that has been like, oh, we're taxing you this, but no, we're just going to stop?
Take away this.
No, they never take away. Taxes are, it's like always added up. Mm-hmm. Now, why are they doing this? I have an idea. I'm pretty sure. Because you know how many times electric cars pull into gas stations? Never.
None.
Okay, so the gas tax is supposed to take care of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
When more electric vehicles come on the road, yeah, they're not paying gas tax.
Not going
so now on. they're going to require cars with GPS trackers. Boats already have them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then they're going to know where you are all the time, and they're just going to send you a bill. That's going to suck when they start to do it with the boats. I know how to turn AIS off. Simple enough. I don't know.
That'll be next week's episode.
Okay, next.
A 130-foot cigarette super yacht is coming.
I don't have a picture of it, but...
Not yet.
Okay, Cigarette Racing has announced that they are going to be building a 130-foot motor yacht. Now, it's Italian design, so you know what that means. It means you have to be 4 feet tall and 100 pounds to sleep in the cruise quarters. Yeah. I swear to God, I've been in some Italian boats where it didn't even have full headroom. The toilets were in the bedroom.
Yeah. Not good for people who are tall.
But it's going to be really cool to have a 130-foot cigarette racing boat. And you know what else they're talking about? Jet skis.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. I'll buy a cigarette racing jet ski. Absolutely.
You heard it now.
I hate jet skis. Cigarette racing jet ski, that would be crazy.
That would be
crazy
cool.
Good. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
So anyway, big things going on there. Next.
Very cool.
Next.
The giant hole.
We'll talk about cigarette a little bit more later.
Yes.
Giant hole. What do you got?
Giant hole in this 226-foot super yacht.
This thing is hideous.
Look at it, though. Look at it. Check out this picture. Come on.
This is insane.
Come on.
No, I'm not talking about it. I'm not perpetuating this nonsense. If I talk about it, people are going to talk about it. This is stupid.
Speaking of stupid.
Oh, my God. This isn't on your little thing here. So last week we talked about foreign crew working on U.S. flag yachts. I don't think we could have made it any clearer.
I thought so.
4 days later.
I made it clear.
4 days later. Look at this. A crew placement company. Crew placement company posts this. U.S. flag 112-foot yacht. Well, that's a Westport. Mm. Looking for foreign crew. But you have to pay U.S. taxes. How are you going to do that? This is ridiculous. All right? I don't understand what's wrong with people. B-1 visa on a U.S. flag? Listen, go back to the last week's episode and watch it again.
And then again.
And then again. Because trust me, I'm right. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, I'm a big fan of my flag. And but I also understand I'm in yachting, and yachting is a global community. All right, we can have all these other flags that are popping up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what I want is everybody to have a safe, happy career, and we need to protect each other. I don't care if I'm American, because obviously I don't need a B-1, B-2 visa. I care about old crew, new crew, getting involved in something this and getting deported and visas voided for 10 years. So
ten
you guys
years.
Need to be safe out there, stupid people.
Still, it's happening.
Okay, next.
Is Perini Navi's fate sealed.
I think it is.
Why?
Okay, so I reported earlier San Lorenzo put an offer in, and it looked like it was going to happen, but I guess they went and looked at everything, and they're like, this ain't worth $63 million, euros, whatever it was, 66. They backed out. Parini Navi has yet to find somebody that is willing to buy this thing. And it's owned 100% by one of the Parini Navi family people. They even dropped the price down, I think, $53 million. But there's just no takers. So eventually it'll go down to $1 million, like, or whatever the building's worth, and you're just going to get the name. It's sad. Parini Navi is a really cool sailboat, but I don't know. That's the way it is. Oh. All right, next.
This year in yachting history.
What happens this year in yachting?
51 years ago, going back to the cigarette
racing.
Yeah.
Cigarette racing was formed in 1970 by a guy named Don Erno. I'll talk to you more about him.
Excellent.
It was the first time that real serious go-fast ocean racing boats were available to the general public. Okay? And cigarette racing has had a huge history in offshore racing, providing everything, you know, that you get in ocean racing in a comfort level for private individuals. Some of them was the Prince of Monaco. He's bought several of them. Our president of the United States, George Bush, bought like five. I mean, he was a big fan of cigarette racing boats. Matter of fact, I think when he got really old, he crashed one. It was okay. It wasn't a big deal. Anyway, this company has been going long and strong. It actually joined with Mercedes-Benz. Every year they get together with their AMG boat and AMG car. And most recently, a lawyer down in Miami partnered up with somebody else and vowed to bring cigarette back to where its former glory was, which was the king of offshore racing. He actually said he's going to start offshore racing up again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I thought we already had it. But anyway, so back to Don Erno. All right, Don Erno was this colorful little character who came down to Florida, and he started Donzi Formula, then Cigarette. Okay? In 1969, he built a boat in a Miami to Nassau run. It averaged 60 miles an hour. It was the greatest thing ever.
At the time.
And then the next year, he formed Cigarette Racing. All right, and then he capitalized on his race boat wins, and everybody wanted them. Like I said, George Bush wanted one, President Bush. Yeah, he also used sex to sell a little. You know, I mean,
it always does.
She's cute. Yeah,
I'm sure that's his wife.
Yeah, no, that's not his wife, but he's had several. So anyway, fast forward. So he sold it 3 years later. Then he bought it back. And in the meantime, he built Tempest, and he built Arno, and then Squadron something. I can't remember the name. But he had his habit of, like, I'm selling you this very profitable company. And they're like, everybody's like, yeah, great. And then he builds another one right next door. He built all the race boats on a thing called Thunderboat Alley, which was on 188th Street. And it was also famous for running drugs. These boats. Cigarette, everybody, do you know what cigarette means? Why he called a cigarette?
What?
It's not because you smoke. It's the sense. Cigarette boats go back to the 30s in rum running. They were long, thin, and fast. So everybody called them cigarette boats. Now, fast forward to the 70s. Now, instead of running rum, they're running drugs. Now, he would build all these boats for drug dealers. They'd come on with suitcases full of cash. One of his problems was he just liked money. So then the U.S. government came in, and he built these boats for customs. Okay? These were called...
Covering both bases.
Yeah, these were called Blue Thunder. So he would build government boats to catch the drug boats that were being built literally 100 feet away.
By him.
Then he actually built boats for the Coast Guard. Here's our boat when I was in the Coast Guard. Matter of fact, I was during this whole time I was in drug interdiction. All right, that was our 30-foot formula. Would always break down. We'd never take it out. Now it's just like All right, and then we had Arno build these things called our fast coastal interceptors, and he built these right next to that was a Tempest hull. He built these right next to where he was building the drug boats. Somebody got upset.
Doesn't surprise me.
And he was pulling out in his white Mercedes SL, and somebody gangland style shot him dead. They were pissed off that it's like, dude, you're building boats for us to run drugs, and right across, you're building the boats to catch us. This isn't cool. You're dipping on both sides of the street. So there was so cigarette. I mean, these talk about a movie, all right?
They've made
a
couple. It's hard to beat that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the guy's murdered. There's drug dealers. There's mafia. There's the government's involved. Yes. The whole deal. Anyway, cigarettes going long and strong, and they're going to be coming back in the next couple of years with a lot more stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm buying the cigarette jet ski. Next, what else we got?
Crew Corner.
What do we got in Crew Corner?
My homework assignment.
Your homework assignment. Yeah, okay. By the way, gang, there's nothing on this page. This is all her.
This is all me.
I'll act like you guys, and you act like me.
Okay, excellent. You're going to ask me a ton of questions, and I'll tell you all the answers because
okay.
I know them all.
Where are we right now with COVID and Crew?
Woo-wee. It is ever-changing. It is complicated, and it is a difficult situation, but we have some to report back on to you.
Okay, first question.
Yes. Yep.
Can owners require you to be tested?
No, but their actions of, let's say, hiring you could impact your ability to get a job if you are vaccinated or not.
Okay, so you're not required to be vaccinated.
Nope.
But at the interview, if you say no, that's might not get the job. You'll never know.
You'll never know why, but that could be
that's
a reason.
Probably the reason. By the way, I had a captain who got hired 2 weeks later on a really sexy motor yacht. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, he just got fired. I'm like, why? He goes, I didn't get the COVID shot. Well, isn't enough time.
Yeah.
A bummer. Okay.
I'm
already on a boat.
Okay.
Can the boat owner require me to get vaccinated?
No, but there could be incentives such as stipends or bonuses if you get the vaccine.
Okay. So it's my choice.
It is your choice always.
Okay, but I choose not to get vaccinated. Then what?
Then you might have to quarantine. You might have to have the masks inside, or you might be let go and said any
given
reasons.
Another reason why you're
any reasons, yeah.
Okay, so we're going up to New England for 3 months. I didn't get vaccinated. Can they keep me on the boat for 3 months?
Absolutely. And in New England, a lot of the places require a proof of vaccination card to get anywhere inside.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so but wait, I'm on a Cayman Islands flag.
Doesn't matter.
I have to follow the rules of where the boat is?
Absolutely. That's where you're going in support. You got to respect and, you know, follow their rules.
She's actually right. You know, cruise ships, tugboats, tankers, you know, when these guys report to work, they don't, you know, like the boat pulls in, they're like, oh, let's go to the bar. They're on the boat for their whole hitch, 30 days, 45 days, whatever it is. Boat crew can be the same. Yacht crew can be the same way. Mm-hmm. There's no law saying that you have to be allowed to get off the boat. You can go up to New England for 3 months and be stuck on the boat for 3 months.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, that's one way around it. Mm-hmm. What about the Bahamas?
The Bahamas are still requiring testing and proof of being negative if you're not vaccinated, which could very well impact if you're on a charter, let's say, and you have crew that is not vaccinated and you have to go out of your way to another island to get that test while you're there, which could change the path of the charter guests.
That's not going to work because if you have to be in a certain place on charter to get crew checked for COVID, when charter guests are like, I don't want to be there, I want to be over here, they're going to go, I'm not paying for today. Okay.
Oh, but it might not just be one day. It could be 1 or 2 days to be tested and with the results.
We actually pulled in once to get tested, and the nurse was like, we're too busy. Try it back tomorrow. That's not good.
No.
This is total fluid motion. Mm-hmm. We don't have the answers, or she doesn't have the answers. Nobody does. I do know this, that the cruise ships required a crew to be vaccinated, and our governor in Florida sued them, saying you can't do that, but the cruise ships won. But I think, what is the best advice you have for someone who wants to be in yachting right now?
You can't, obviously, I'm not going to say that you have to get vaccinated, but if you want a job on a yacht, I would highly recommend getting vaccinated because it will impact the program, and you're more likely to be hired actually to a program or a yacht if you are vaccinated. But you have to follow your own.
That's it, gang. Rules. It's either that or during an interview. If you are like, I am not getting vaccinated, I am totally against it, but here's what I'm willing to do. When we're deployed, when the boat's operational or moving around somewhere, I'll just stay on board.
There you go.
I'll just quarantine, all right? It's going to really affect your social life. But let's face it, when you're out in charter and with the owners, you're not getting off the boat a lot anyway.
But if that's something you want and you don't want to get the vaccine, that is definitely a way around it.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's a total mess. It's a mess.
The government doesn't know what's going on. Fauci flip-flops every other. I mean, he's a good doctor, I'm sure. But nobody knows. I just hope that we don't go through this again. Phase 2 coming up this winter. It's going to be a nightmare. Boat show's coming up. A lot of cool things are happening. And we'll see you next week. I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And that's the bottom line.
Adios.
Amigos. You want to do this?
Wow.